number 147.
Those jaws were put back together by a retired physician in Jacksonville named Dr. Jeremiah, and his passion was, on the weekends, reconstructing fossil shark jaws, and he donated all of those jaws that are in the front of the fossil hall to the museum. And if we had tried to go out and purchase those or acquire them, they basically are priceless, and they're unique. Really, really cool. Well, what was interesting is that when we first put this jaw on display, there were some concerns because it says it's from the St. John's River. These are teeth from the St. John's River, an animal that used to live there millions of years ago. But some of the public were concerned that maybe these megalodons still lived in the St. John's River, so we had to retrofit a label that said, this animal's now extinct. I'm Bruce McFadden. I'm a curator of vertebrate paleontology and also a distinguished professor. And I work at the Florida Museum of Natural History.